On Wednesday, the organization that represents military families released a highly critical report about the conditions of private military housing. KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie is here to talk about what was in that report, which was produced by the Military Family Advisory Network, and what will be done to improve the situation for thousands of military families. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Mark.
So you talked to a former military family member earlier this week about their living conditions, and it sounds like based on this report, they weren't alone.
Yeah. You know, that family was stationed at Davis Monthan in Tucson, and they were dealing with asbestos shingles. Elizabeth Robertson was pregnant at the time, and her husband was on active duty then. Robertson and her husband, Christopher, spent months going back and forth with a private company called Soaring Heights. At one point, the company told Robertson that they're not bound by any military rules, but they claim to abide by the Federal Fair Housing Act.
We talked with them, the fair housing people, for a while, went back to Soaring Heights and said, hey, listen, this is what you say you abide by. If you don't abide by military law, then you say you abide by federal law. And they said, oh, no, we don't have to do that because we work on a military base. So it's based on rank structure. And we're like, well, what, you know, who's in charge at this point? You don't have anybody that you're accountable to.
That sounds really frustrating. So, Kathy, how many families participated in this survey?
About 16,000 families, which was surprising even to the organization that worked on the survey. I spoke with Shannon Razadin, and she's the executive director of the Military Family Advisory Network, and she touched on the issue of accountability.
We heard a wide range of issues, but it was consistent that families were having problems with maintenance, repairs, remediation. There's little or to no recourse for families as far as issues with their homes or fees that they're charged.
Now, the report found 60% of families surveyed had difficulties with maintenance or repair issues. But, Kathy, it sounds like it was more than that, right?
Yeah, and I'll let Shannon Razadin speak to that.
These are not, you know, one-off things like our dishwasher's not working. This is our dishwasher's not working. We've had people come out 5 times. Each time it floods our home. The flooding of our home leads to mold. And so it's something that families are dealing with this. They're often isolated. You're moving every 2.5 years. It's a forced readiness issue if you have a service member deployed and worried about the safety of their family and their home.
Something I want to point out that she told me, which was really striking, was these families were normalizing their living conditions. She said families were saying things like, well, we have mold in our home, but it's okay.
Now, Razadin talks about military readiness. This has to have a significant impact, I would think, on morale and focus. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. You know, I talked to Senator Martha McSally about that, who, as you know, served in the military. And I'll tell you, she is very angry about all of this.
This is also a readiness issue where you think that person, that soldier or airman or sailor or marine is actually going to be focused on the mission when they know their family is struggling and unsafe and no one's being responsive to it. So this is where, again, commanders need to get back in the process and be held accountable, and tenants need to have information, transparency, timeliness, responsiveness, and rights.
So, Kathy, did Senator McSally say what she intends to do about this?
Well, she said that the defense bill that she's working on has a lot of initiatives that could help ameliorate issues facing military families, like a tenant's bill of rights, for example. So if there's an issue like asbestos or mold, those families could then withhold rent. One last thing I wanted to mention about these private companies. Robertson told me that the company they were dealing with threatened to report her husband to his commander. And she says other families face similar threats. I told McSally about that. And she said if that is the case, it is unacceptable.
All right. That is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Mark.